I was a number of years ago in our church congregation in worship, and I was sitting in the back left corner of our church. It was actually done the Sunday after I had stepped back from being the lead pastor of the community. And I said to my wife, here is the one thing I want to do this Sunday. I want to sit somewhere other than at the front. We sat in the back and we were singing a song led by a dear friend of mine. And we were singing the song, Shout to the Lord. I was sitting down while everyone else was standing around me, just sort of drinking in this community life. And of course, the music was lovely and it was rich and full. But I heard a horrible sounding singing voice behind me. And if worship was ever not about the music, it was in that moment, Don. I heard this horrible voice. It was fighting to find pitch and was squeaking and squealing. And it began to get closer to me as I'm sitting down in my seat. Don, I turned around and there was this group of friends from our local home for the mentally handicapped. And this gentleman was all suited up, his nice suit and tie, and he was singing as best as he could the chorus to Shout to the Lord. And what was happening was he was beginning to lean down to me because he heard that I was singing the melody, and he wanted to find the melody. So he started to get closer to me, and his voice was getting louder. So I began to make my voice louder. You know, everyone else wasn't realizing what was going on there, but I was just fascinated by this moment. And he began to find his pitch, and I was helping him find his pitch. And then he did something, Don. He got right up against my face with his cheek. And he reached around and he put his hand on my cheek and held our faces together. And we sang the chorus of Shout to the Lord together. Me, you know, I think singing the melody and he trying to find it.
Wow.
And I remember in that moment thinking, this really isn't about the song at all. This is about us responding to God together. That can happen in that church setting, but that can happen in 1,000 other places where God meets with us. And he even, in putting his hand on my cheek, was drawing my attention to God, turning my affections to God in a way that I would usually do through music, but he was doing through his simple, innocent gift as best as he could.